Hello, this is Jim Kelso at Morgan Asset Management with a conference call regarding the high-yield market and select Morgan Region Morgan King Select High Income Fund. I just wanted to get on with you to go over some of the things that are going on here at quarter end. We did have some volatility at quarter end that produced some volatility in the net asset value. We did have some negative marks at the end of the quarter, producing some reduction in the net asset value that was somewhat surprising. But then our markets have been very volatile. We've had we do have some subprime exposure and some mortgage exposure, and the stress in the marketplace has spread to some other areas. In particular, investment grade corporate bonds also suffered spread widening, as reflected in the intermediate bond fund and somewhat in the short term bond fund. Surprisingly, the one area that did hold in quite firm was below investment grade corporate bonds. Continue to be very well bid. Equities did reasonably well, but I think equities will be essentially flat for the quarter, maybe slightly up. The broader indices are essentially flat. And as I said before, we did get some pricing on bonds that were just lower than we had expected, and somewhat disconcerting. However, we do feel like that we've got this is simply a market volatility situation where there will be some recovery. We'll work through it. We see a lot of opportunities in the marketplace right here. And I would add that the last 3 months have been the best period of time we've had in cash flow for our funds. I would say that if you look back in the last 2 years, finding a three-month period of time where we earned 30 cents per share in dividends, I don't know how far back you'll have to go to find that. We did 9.5 cents in January, 9.5 cents in February, and then close to 11 cents or right at 11 cents in March. And those cash flow numbers are a marked turnaround from this time last year and into the middle of last year. If you'll recall, we were faced with not earning nearly that much, and in the closed-end funds, we actually had to reduce our dividend last November because of the very, very tight markets and tight credit spreads. This break in the marketplace, though, is concerning and alarming with regard to the net asset values. It does, on the other hand, provide opportunities to buy bonds that would generate more income. And keep in mind, I would like to emphasize, keep in mind the objective of the products we manage is to distribute 10% in cash via the dividend. From the very beginning, those of you who've been involved in the funds from the very beginning, we'll recall that our initial objective back in 1999 was to produce a fund that had relatively stable net asset value and could produce 1% a month or 10% a year in cash, and that was its objective. Now, we had some years where we did better than that, and we've had some years where we've done slightly worse than that, but in the past eight years, we've been between $9.66 and $10.87 for the whole 8 years, and we're still in that range. So just like to emphasize that it is a high-income fund. It does entail risk. We are involved in markets that are not going to be CD-like, and be prepared for some volatility. I am not sure that this is the end of it. I certainly couldn't represent that, and I do believe there's going to be more softness in the subprime area, but I do believe it's probably oversold at this point. If we were putting more money to work today, we feel like those would be some of the areas of best bargains. And buying bonds at 50 to 70 cents on the dollar certainly gives you a chance in a couple of years to make a substantial return. So rather than buying perhaps a corporate bond that's a triple C or single B, at 105. So we just have to remember where the relative values are, and, to get the relative values, you do have to go through some of the downside volatility. That's not any more pleasant for me than anyone else, but that is the world we live in. We do see, this stage of the Fed cycle is all taking its toll on asset values. If we wind the clock back to 2000 time frame, where we saw the Fed raising rates to 6.5%, Then you saw, if you could compare, you'll see that exact time is whenever our high yield fund was also hitting our low numbers, 966, I think, was the low at that time. So it does correlate. Whenever the Fed drains liquidity out of the system, it is very difficult for asset classes to move higher. We have a few questions that have come in through email as those. We do have, one of the questions is regarding subprime. About 15% of the portfolio is in subprime home equity securities, and most of the volatility has been. I will tell you that we have reduced that reduced that exposure from probably 25 to 28 back a year or so. So we, in looking at what we're managing, see some opportunity to cut that back and thought that that was probably an asset class that needed to be reduced. If we were doing so, it's difficult to do so when the yield is good, and that's one of the areas that was producing some of the best cash flows. We did probably cut that exposure in half, and it continues to be reduced, although in some cases, it has been reduced via the reduction in pricing of the bonds. The reduction in the NAV and the dividend capacity can somewhat be tied together if you are distributing that NAV via special dividends. But if your NAV has dropped merely because your marks or the pricing of bonds have gone down, then it doesn't necessarily have any impact on the capability of the fund to generate dividends. In fact, that allows us to redeploy cash into more productive assets and, in fact, maybe increase that dividend. And that's what's been going on there. Again, the quarter end, the weekend, month end, quarter end produce a lot, is what produced some of the volatile marks at the end of the quarter. I do believe the 11 cents that we've distributed in March may be, maybe that's going to be a little high, but I'm looking more. I usually look at a 3 to 6 month trend in dividends to see how the portfolio is producing, and it clearly has turned up with the 9.5 cents in January, 9.5 in February, and 11 in March. I think it is kind of aggressive to extrapolate 11 cents for the rest of the year. I think that might be a little aggressive, but I do believe that you've seen an improvement in that distribution rate. Then I do have a number of questions here that have been emailed in, a lot of which are clustered around the idea of is this a good entry point? Is this a good time to add money to the fund? And would we consider perhaps reopening the fund for some period of time or amount of money? That is a good question. In fact, it's a way to sort of tie up the call on a real positive note, because frankly, as a value manager, that is the sort of thing that I'm looking for. I was involved in purchasing more of the fund at substantially higher prices than we are today, because I still believe that this is one of the better products to generate a 10% consistent return. So I do have a belief that this would be a good place to get involved, although I can't tell you that there's not going to be more volatility to the downside or even to the upside. But so we're certainly repricing to some new levels here. I do like the values in the marketplace, and we have been very careful over the years to try to we've made an attempt to not take in more money than we felt like we could manage or get placed effectively. I believe the marketplace in its current environment does allow us an opportunity to put some money to work at good levels. So we would consider that if there was enough interest or sufficient interest within the system to consider doing that. Please let us know if that's something that you think would be beneficial to your customers and to the Morgan Keegan system, and we will sort of gauge that interest. I believe that it is I would consider that to be a good possibility at this point, where I have been, most of you who've talked to me over the years, I've been staunchly opposed to reopening that fund, and I've been pretty adamant about that, but I think that might be something that would be worth considering. and that we do think it might be a good entry point here for some new money. So with that, I will tie up the call. Certainly, we were taking emailed questions here, so if there are other questions, we'll try to get to those. Please correspond with Courtney. Let the folks know at the Equity Marketing Desk and or Courtney if what you feel about you know, whether or not you could use or your clients could use any opportunity to reopen that Select High Income Fund. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.